So here's, I'll say it again. Bill, is there anything that I have done or possibly not done that's made you reluctant or caused you to be reluctant to refer to Morgan Stanley or, say, Abraham or to me, whatever is more comfortable for you? Now, when the guy in Atlanta had that conversation, you know what the state attorney told him?
My brother-in-law's in the business. I got to send it all to him.
Nope. I give all my referrals to Goldman Sachs.
Okay.
So if somebody's not, if somebody, the first, for somebody to be, for you to refer to somebody, the first quality they have to have is they're really good at what they do.
Yes.
You're not going to refer a client to somebody just because they give you referrals.
Correct.
You just wouldn't do that. You'd rather not get a referral and give them to a good attorney than get a referral. So, when if our rule of thumb, and it's just a rule of thumb, is 3-to-1. If you've given someone, we think it's okay for us to give before we get.
Mm-hmm.
But our rule of thumb is 3. If you get to 3 and you haven't gotten anything back,
okay,
then it's time for you to take a look at it. You may say, well, I haven't gotten anything back from this attorney. But every time I need some information, every time I want to give a seminar, he helps. There could be other reasons, or it could be, you say, I haven't, is there any reason you, anything I've done or not done that's made you reluctant to refer to me? They may say something like, well, like you said, my brother-in-law is in the business, and I just can't not give him those referrals. I couldn't go to Thanksgiving dinner if I did that.
Right.
So a couple things from this. As you're referring to attorneys, and if you're doing that, you need to start a folder on those people,
mm-hmm,
and track what they're giving you, and you need to follow up with your client. I referred Jim to you. I know him to do good work. Tell me what your experience has been. And
right,
it's just, if they say, well, gosh, he doesn't return my calls or whatever, you need to know that. But most of the time, because you're referring to good people, Abraham, they're going to say great things about the person you referred them to. So big picture here, 3-to-1. If somebody has given, if you've given 3, doesn't mean you call them and beat them up. It means time for you to review that situation, because there are lots of good attorneys in the Coral Gables area that you can refer to. Now, let's go back, and I think you've answered this, but I want to make sure. You remember the enthusiastically endorsed question?
Absolutely.
Okay, is that where you're getting the referrals for people? Or it's just, the enthusiastically endorsed question, if somebody can enthusiastically endorse their CPA or estate planning attorney, you want to go out and meet those people.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't, well, when you ask that question, Abraham, No, I don't really.
Right.
I'm not excited about my CPA. It doesn't, so on and so forth. So you're going to have as you have those conversations with your people, asking the enthusiastically endorsed question, you're going to have an opportunity to either go out and see that person or an opportunity to refer them to somebody. It's a great opportunity. Now, let me go back and review. If they say, gosh, you say, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA, for example? And they say, what are you talking about? You've got to be able to describe what an enthusiastically endorsed CPA does. I can do that personally. Mm-hmm. He returns my calls. He's got great ideas. I had never been audited until last year. Walked me through it. Got a letter. We got a letter back from the IRS saying we're dropping it. I mean, he just was with me that whole time. It was good to be able to call somebody. And he says, oh, this is no big deal. This is, some egghead somewhere The reason I've gotten audited, he thinks, is because contributions looked out of whack with income.
Sure.
So, and it's all documented. But my point is, when they say that, I can really enthusiastically endorse my CPA, your response is terrific. I like to know the good CPAs in the Coral Gables area. May I call him and use your name?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, go ahead and do that. So here's your conversation to the CPA. Let's call him Harry. Harry, we have a common client. You give the client's name, and you also got to make sure he understands you have the client's permission, because you don't want to start this by him thinking you're divulging.
Sure.
Confidence. We were having our monthly conversation last week, and he was singing your praises. I have the opportunity to work with CPAs around the area. I like to know the good ones. Is there some time I could come to your office and you could explain to me what you do that makes our common client so excited about what you do? Now, CPAs are in the same situation that you're in. They don't want small accounts. They can't put any margin in those. There's no complexity. So they would really like to have access to your practice. They would like to know the people in your practice. The reason I say that is, if you got a call and if you got a call from a CPA and the person says, "Abraham, we have a common client, Gladys Jones. Gladys was just in my office and she was singing your praises. Abraham, I get to work with advisors around the Coral Gables area. I like to think I know the good ones. Is there a time I could come by and you could explain to me what you do that makes Gladys so excited about your practice?" You would make time to see that. You would make time to see that person, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They will make time to see you for the same reason.
That makes a lot of sense.
So again, as you're talking to your clients, in that first, remember that first page in your blue folder down at the bottom, there are those two boxes. Who's their estate planning attorney? Who does their taxes? And if you don't have that information, you've got to ask. And when the client says, well, and they don't, but if they would say, "Abraham, why do you want to know who my CPA is?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ms. Jones, part of what I do for people is make sure they have the very best professional help away from the things I do for them.
Right.
Who's going to argue with that? "Oh, Abraham, I get it. Well, now that you say that, I don't know. My CPA, it's very sterile. He sends me a packet. I send it back. He sends me my taxes. I send him a check. Matter of fact, I haven't seen him in 3 years.
Right.
I work with some really good CPAs in this area. I would be happy to set you up on a non-obligatory basis with one or two of them, just so you can see what else is out there."
Mm-hmm.
You see how that's just all part of your brand.
Absolutely.
Gosh, Abraham, I met with Harry. Harry, it was such a different experience than I've had before. Thank you for putting this together.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Gladys, thanks for saying it. Part of what I do is to make sure that my clients have really good professional help. Is there anyone else you know who might appreciate that same type of guidance? Whatever. So,
right.
And the beauty about that enthusiastically endorsed thing, Abraham, is it's a tag on to a regular conversation. The opportunity to get in front of CPAs or the opportunity to refer make a big difference. I talked to one of your folks in Boston, Steve Galletti. I don't know if you've ever met him. He said using this, he got more referrals to give to CPAs than he had gotten in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And people appreciate that. So ask that question. Now, we're over. I got to get moving here. Let me just let's focus on the homework for this month. Let's focus. Let's use the same homework, and let me just quickly give it to you. Your homework. We talked about your COIs. Scott, okay. Fernando, Bill, Bonnie, Greg, is it Justo? Gusto and Felix.
Gusto.
And
yeah.
the homework was to have educational calls with those people, making sure that those people can specifically describe your practice. And here is how I was going to frame it, and we'll do this again next month.
Okay.
Let's pretend each of those people are coming into the office in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How would you start a referral conversation with each of those? I mean, you're sitting there. Is Anthony still your assistant?
Absolutely.
Anthony says, "Hey, Fernando's the one that's a little wacky, isn't it?"
What'd you say?
Let's just say, Anthony says Scott's out in the lobby. He'd like to talk with you for a few minutes.
Okay.
If you had to start a conversation, if you had to start a referral conversation with Scott, what is it that you would? What is? How would you start that conversation? So the goal was to have educational conversations with each of these people, making sure they understand your practice. But put it in the context, if I had to start a referral conversation with them, what would it look like? All right. Have you given your practice overview to your manager?
Yeah, that's already been approved.
Okay. Does the manager have a copy himself?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I did. I did do that. I gave it to him.
Okay. All right. If everybody that works for him grew their fee-based business by 51% and was up 21% last year, he'd have gotten paid better.
Yeah.
My point is, you're a valuable part of his office. It doesn't happen all the time, but from time to time, I had opportunities to refer to advisors. Sometimes it was a client who was not happy with their present advisor. Sometimes it was I get a call from a manager saying so-and-so's transferring into Nashville, whatever. If there's ever an opportunity, you want to make sure that your manager is in a position to refer it to you. you are also going to clean up your prospect list.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I have done that. Yeah.
Okay, good. And track your prospect appointments. Remember we've talked. And it gets a little bit back to what we said earlier. You can't control results. You can control certain things. And I want you to track your number of prospect appointments. If you had 100 appointments this year, you'd hit all your goals. And we went through that exercise and of how many appointments it would take for you to hit your goals. I want you to track how many. When we talk next month, I want you to tell me how many prospect appointments that you have had since from that point back to today.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Activity brings more activity. Lack of activity brings less activity. You're going through a time, you're starting to feel like you're coming through it. The more active you are, the more proactive. Asking the enthusiastically endorsed question. Looking for opportunities for referrals. The best time to look for a referral is when value is given and value is recognized. The more activity you have, the more activity you'll have. You know that. You knew it intuitively after being in this business 6 months.
Sure.
Track your activity. Make sure you're making your calls. Track your appointment, your prospect appointments. All right?
Okay.
Good to talk with you.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
Talk to you in March.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks, Abraham.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.